bit, try to get our equipment out of the way so we don't get a deluge of wetness on that. All right, under center is Kobe. He hands off over here on the left side. He's got some running room to go, and down to the 10-yard line goes number 32, Benitez. And he was able to get some nice yardage and a first down on that carry.
Yeah, it was a nice run there, Pat, by number 32. Did a good job of going down the line and cutting it back up.
All right, so they got a first and 10 inside the zone as Ramirez takes it on the right side. Excellent job of tackling over there is Howard. Good job on a touchdown-saving tackle inside the 5 to about the 2-yard line.
And Dylan did a nice job of getting out there using his speed and making a nice ankle tackle on the running back, keeping from scoring.
All right. Wildcats knocking on the door on their first drive here. They'll send a receiver over to the right side, and the quarterback will take it in untouched for the score. With 10:24 on the clock, the Wildcats go up 6-0. 2-yard run by the quarterback, Kobe. And they are lining up for the extra point kick attempt. Right-footed soccer-style kicker, Paz. There's the snap, the step, the kick. It looks good, and it is good. And the Wildcats go up 7-0 here at Columbus.
Let's go ahead. Yeah, Pat, on that touchdown run by the quarterback, it was just a straight quarterback draw. He just went right up the middle, and I'm sure our defenders were looking for a quick little toss-out to one of the running backs to go around the outside, but the quarterback did a nice job of taking it right up the center.
All right, so Columbus basically goes 68 yards and on their first touch and put it into the end zone and kicked the extra point to go up 7-0 here in the first quarter, and the Rockets need to come back with an answer very, very, very quickly. All right. Deep back will be Boyer and Howard. Pass to kick it off for the Wildcats. As the drizzle continues to fall, he approaches with the Fremont Country Store kick. It'll come to Howard. He brings it up past the 20, the 25, the 30, where he's met by the Wildcats, and he gets it up to about the 32-yard line. So the Rockets will have it for their first possession from their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, Dylan did a really nice job, Pat. He took the kick off about the 8-yard line. Took it right up the middle, made a really nice run, got us out to about the 32-yard line. Really good starting position.
All right, Dakota Boyer giving the signals to the Rockets. Looks like Ryan Adams. Nope, it's Berryman back in the I formation. He gets the ball first time through, and he moves the pile. Good job by Gage Berryman to move that ball up to the past the 25, excuse me, past the 35 to the 37-yard line. Nice run there. Gain of about 4 or 5. Rockets with a good job on that first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, that's what we need, Pat, get the our offense going. Nice run on the opening play.
Once again, power eye formation to the right, and Berryman gets stuffed that particular time for no gain. It'll bring up a third down already. And it's a big, big opportunity for the Rockets. They ran right into the heart of the defense there with number 79 at 6'3", 230-pounder Reese, and he was able to shed his blocker immediately. Under center, Boyer hands off, and it's a fumble on the play, but the Rockets are able to come back onto it, but it'll be fourth down as they lose a couple yards, and they'll be lining up at the 35-yard line. I think Hinkle was able to pounce on that puppy, or was it Jake Taylor?
I couldn't tell, Pat.
All right. Lane Morrison in punt formation here. There's a snap, the step, and the kick. He gets a wobbler end over end coming down here at the 40-yard line. Caught it on the run, and he's still going. Is Ramirez. He's still on his feet, Hales at the 20, the 10, the 5, and a touchdown. And he was able to go the distance for the score.
Boy, Pat, he was really close to the sideline over here. I could have sworn he stepped out of bounds around the 50-yard line. Maybe he didn't, but that was really, really close to, for him to stepping out.
All right, a 58-yard punt return for Ramirez. At the 8:42 mark.
Looks like we're one man short out there, Pat. There we go.
All right. Andrew Wright hustling out there to get in there as the extra point try is about underway. There's the snap, the step, the kick. And it looks good. It is good. And the Wildcats go up 14-0 here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Pat, you know, that's not what we need. We needed to get off to a better start, Pat. So they had first two times they had the ball, although the second time was on a punt. Nice punt return there, good speed, made some nice moves, made a couple people miss tackles, and he took it right to the end zone.
They're trying to hit him high. They need to get him low because he's got the speed to burn down the sideline. And we'll have another Fremont Country Store kick here as the Wildcats will kick it back off. As Boyer and Howard back deep again. Not too big of a crowd on either side of the stands tonight, but it's kind of nice to have your own press box. They've got a newer one across the way. As
I bet they have left fly.
As the kick comes to Boyer at the 10-yard line, he brings it up the middle. He's got some room to run at the 40, the 45. Dakota Boyer with a nice job of bringing that ball back on that kickoff.
Excellent job there, Pat, by Dakota on that run. Really good job. Another good field position here starting to drive, so we just need to get something going here and get some points on the board.
All right. The sophomore out of Lakesburg, Iowa, saw that crease in the middle, and he was able to turn on his jets. Power I formation with Berryman in the I formation. And the Rockets go straight ahead, and not much doing there. I'm kind of surprised they didn't throw a flag. A guy over here on this right side was not set for a second as Ryan Adams comes in. Gage Berryman goes out on this second series. Wildcats have got some beef on that front line there, especially on this side over here. Boyer under center, takes the snap. Gives it to Ryan Adams, and he pulls through for a first down, a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down, as he tried the left side of the line and burst into Wildcat territory at the 41-yard line.
Heck of a nice run by Ryan there, Pat, right straight up the middle. Like we talked earlier, he kept his head up, and so you see where defenders were coming at him and did a nice job.
All right, first and 10 inside Wildcat territory. Boyer under center. Hands and pitches it off to Ryan Adams, tries the right side, and their defense on this side is just really, really huge for our line. And they drop him for a tackle for loss back to the 44-yard line.
Yeah, Pat, that number 79 for Columbus Junction, John Reese,
yeah.
6'3", 230. I thought he would be a down lineman, but he is actually an end, standing up or linebacker even, and that kind of surprises me.
Ryan Adams takes it right up the field and gets back to the 40-yard line, the original line of scrimmage, just past it. It'll be a big third down and about 9 or 10, however you look at it, for this possession here for the Rockets. As Larkin comes out and Andrew Wright goes in with the play, Dakota Boyer gives the signals to the kids. They come up to the line of scrimmage. Under center he is, turns, and he keeps it this time. He tries the left side, and the end over there on that side was able to stay at home and make the play.
Yeah, their defensive end on the right side did a really nice job of staying in his lane and just waiting for Dakota to come out of his spin and went right at him.
All right. Rockets on fourth down will indeed be in punt formation with Lane Morrison. Rockets sent two guys out here to the right, one to the left. As Lane kicks it off, it's a spiral, and it's there caught. The fumble, here, Ryan. Ryan Adams is on top of it, and he will be indeed on top of it. Good job, and Eddieville Wilder turnover for the Rockets on that fumble punt.
Excellent job of Ryan getting down there and then to be ready to make the tackle. Fair catch was given, and he did a nice job of taking the ball away from him and getting the ball for our turnover for us. Nice job.
Now the referees are getting together, and they are going to change their mind.
How can you do that?
What in the world is going on with that? I'd like to know what in the world they were thinking. There's no way that he had control of the ball when he was down to say that he was done.
No, he never had possession of the ball. I don't understand that. I don't know what's going on down there.
That's a bad call overall. Columbus will have it at the 16-yard line. Kobe rolls to his right, fires downfield, and it's incomplete. And that just isn't right.
No, it just didn't go our way there, Pat. It should have, but it didn't.
All right, second down and 10 coming up after that incomplete pass. Stops the clock at 6:06. 14-0 is the Wildcats on top of the Rockets here in the first quarter. Wildcats send one receiver to the right. Under center is Kobe. Well, got a man in motion. That's Ramirez. Long snap count. Gives it up to the up man. Good job of tackling there as Fuentes tried the right tackle there, and he was tripped up for little or no gain. It brings up a big third down here, Coach Lane.
Yeah, it does, Pat. It's a good spot here for us to make a nice defensive play and make them punt. That was a heck of a tackle there by Dakota Boyer on that last play.
Went down low. He was able to take him down just like in wrestling. All right. Wildcats send two guys to the left, two guys to the right. Shotgun formation, pistol formation for the Wildcats. He's got it. Fires downfield, and it is intercepted.
Ryan
intercepted by the Rockets. Ryan Hinkle with it, and he gets out of bounds over there inside the 10.
Excellent job by Ryan. He just happened to be in the right spot at the right time there. The ball was went off the hands of the intended receiver for Columbus Junction and bounced right in his hands, and he made a really nice return on it. Excellent job.
All right. Ryan Hinkle gets that turnover. It's a Eddieville Builder turnover with Scott Greer, and the Rockets are inside the 10. It'll be first and goal at the 8. Big opportunity for the black and yellow right here. Give this to Ryan Adams. Up the line he goes. He gets past the 10, past the 5 to about the 4.5-yard line.
Excellent job of Ryan there, keeping his legs and feet moving there, pushing himself ahead. Nice job by the line, getting a little hole there for him to run up through.
Gabe Larkin comes in. Jake Taylor comes out on this play. Second and goal from the 5. Rockets trying to get into the end zone. There's the snap. The give to Ryan again, and he is just short of the goal line at about the 1. Ryan Adams with a burst of speed right there. He just lowered his head and got all the way to the 2-yard line. Big third down coming up.
Yeah, they said, I'm sure if we don't make it on this play, we're going to go for it here. So we got two downs to get it in here. So let's don't waste time. Let's get in on this one.
All right. Full house backfield, power right formation. There's a snap. They give to Ryan. He drives in. They push it in. And no,
somehow you got to give that to him.
There it is. A blush boutique touchdown for Ryan Adams from the 2-yard line. And the Rockets are on the board here in the first quarter. On a 2-yard run by Ryan Adams. Good job by the Rocket line.
Looks like we're going to go for 2, Pat. Now they did a nice job there, getting a nice push.
All right. 2-point conversion indeed coming up. Power I formation. They'll give to Adams right up the gut. He'll go, and it looks like he's going to be very close. The referees are not in there as quick as you'd like to see him, and they say, yes, he's in for the 2-pointer.
Great job by Ryan. Great job by the line. And Ryan had a nice little push in the back there from his quarterback, helping him in a little bit. So everybody got in on him that play.
Good deal. Our blush boutique touchdown for Ryan Adams. And that makes the score 14-8. Columbus. And that kind of takes the sting away from that punt return.
Well, it looks like Coach Bear is talking to the official down there, but I'm sure that's got to be what he's talking about. You wonder why they gave it to them and not to us when we were the ones that actually had the ball.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. Sam Hill is, that's for darn sure. All right. Good job by the offensive line. Of course, it was a short field set up on that Ryan Hinkle turnover there, sponsored by the Eddyville Builders with Scott Greer. But whatever, the Rockets were able to get on the board and put up that two-point conversion and make it 14-8. They're down, kicking off here with Bracken Taylor. And let's see what happens here as the Wildcats have eight men up near the line of scrimmage here for this kickoff by Bracken Taylor. Fremont Country Store with the sponsorship as he approaches, and he kicks it end over end. It's going to be deep at about the 15-yard line. He breaks it over to the right side. He's got some room to run. He's on the loose, and he will go the distance. Ramirez takes it the distance from the 15. That's a 85-yard kickoff return for Ramirez.
Yeah, we kind of let him get away from us over there, Pat. We just didn't take. We had a couple of players had chances, but didn't quite take the right angle to get to him over there. That's too bad. After we just got that nice touchdown there to give one back.
Yep, at the 4:02 mark. Basically 12 seconds after we scored. All right. Pass. There's the step. The kick. It looks good. And it is good. And the Wildcats go up 21-8 here, and we're still in the first quarter.
A lot of scoring going on, Pat, in this game so far. I wish a little bit more of it was on our side, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work needs. Call Leffler Dirt Works to get the job done right. He's got precise guided GPS system on all of these equipment. Call soon. Remember, fall is approaching, and you will have to think about getting your reservations in for terrace construction and tiling for all your dirt work needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Howard and Boyer back deep for the Rockets on this kick from Ruben Paz. And he will approach with a Fremont Country Store kick. It scorches the ground. It gets a nice bounce into Howard as he brings it up the middle of the field. And he gets hit hard and rocked at the 30-yard line. And you can see the difference in the speed between Ramirez and Howard. Just an extra gear in Ramirez's arsenal there compared to Howard on that play.
Yeah, he did a nice, Ramirez did a nice job of getting down the field. And, you know, that's the guy we need to pay real special attention to on any kickoffs. He gets down there so quick, we need to make sure we keep the body on him.
All right. Yeah, kick it away from him as the Rockets have Adams, and he got tackled for a loss. There's a penalty flag thrown at the feet of one of the players, and they're going to talk to the people in blue, and they'll call a preliminary holding call against the Rockets, and that's a 10-yarder from the spot of the foul. And they're talking it over with the men in blue. The man in the white hat's trying to make sure he explains everything. And the Wildcats have proceeded to say, yes, we'd like to back them up 10 yards.
Not being a very nice host, are they, Pat?
Well, that's the way it goes. That's the first penalty on the evening for the Rockets. It's a 10-yarder, and it moves the ball back just outside the 15-yard line, where the Rockets will have it first down again, but it'll be close to 20 yards for that first down. Power eye formation for the Rockets. And they give it to the up man, and he gets a couple. Trying to see who that is there. 38, that's Hinkle, if I'm not mistaken. Ryan Hinkle. He definitely has come into his own this football season from obscurity to one of the people that can be relied on, both on offense and defense, as the Rockets spread out three receivers to the right, one to the left here, as Dakota Boyers in the shotgun takes the snap, looks to fire. He does, and he hits that ankle. He's up to the 30-yard line, back to the original line of scrimmage. A nice grab by Hinkle to make that grab.
That was a nice throw by Dakota Boyer there, Pat, and a really nice catch by Ryan Hinkle. Did a nice job of catching it and holding on to it when he took some hits.
Now it'll be third down, though, and 9 for the Rockets here in the first quarter, 2:47 on the clock. Three receivers to the right again, one to the left. That's right, as it's Morrison, Ryan Adams. As Dakota Boyer takes it to the left side, he makes a cut. He gets that first down. He's going to be very close to the first down. Doesn't get a very good spot as far as I'm concerned, just short of the 40-yard line. And the Rockets have a fourth down and about a foot to go. And you know Coach Barry wants them to make the completion, make the conversion here to keep the drive alive. See if they'll do a hard count. Bunched in. There's a snap. They give it to Ryan, and he pushes and pushes.
Got it.
If his forward progress is any indication, he will get it. And that is a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down for the Rockets. Good job by Ryan Adams. And let's give credit on the offensive line there, Coach Lane.
Yeah, Pat, they did a nice job of getting a nice little push, just enough push to get the first down there for Ryan.
All right. With 2 minutes on the clock, Rockets down 21-8, but they have possession of the ball on their own 41-yard line. Boyer takes a snap, gives it to the up guy, and he gets hard, hit hard, right at the point of attack. Wow. And that was Hinkle again, and he is down. He is down, and he is going to need some attention there as he got hit, and he went down into a heap. Hawkeye Real Estate, looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area? Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether you're buying or selling or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And they're going to take a full time out on this as he's still on the ground. I can only imagine that he got hit.
Yeah.
Hit an area where you don't like to be hit at.
Yeah, I don't know where he got hit, Pat, but so many people right there in that line, it's real hard to tell what happens sometimes when they go up the middle.
He is hobbling, and he's got his left foot raised up, and now he's putting some weight on it, not very much, and the Rockets have definitely been decimated at the running back position there, starting with Trey Van Dorn and then Trey Moore, and now Ryan Hinkle being carried off. Of course, last week Dakota Boyer got dinged up in the shin, and it's going to have to be the next man in on that running back play.
Yeah,
Boyer.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Pat, go ahead.
Boyer giving them the signals here as they'll come up with second down and 9 yards to go as the Rockets send three guys to the left side now, one guy to the right. And Gabe Larkin is in the backfield for protection. He'll roll to the right, and then he'll be swarmed under as not much of a line protection on that particular play right there, Coach Mike Clean.
No, Pat, didn't get a good enough push on any of the defensive linemen there, Pat. They had two or three of them got right in there and made a nice tackle on Dakota and sacking.
All right, third down and about 14 from the 37-yard line here as we're at a minute left in the first quarter. Rockets down 21-8. Boyer, three guys to the left, one to the right. He takes the snap, looks to his left. He fires right away to Adams, and it goes right through his hands. He had him open on a little bubble screen, tunnel screen, and it went right through those hands. It might have been a little bit of a slipperiness due to the light mist that's falling.
Yeah, Pat, that's got to be a good bet there. It was right at Ryan and went through his hands. Like I said, it's probably some moisture from the ground. You know, with that rain that we had today, I'm sure the balls are a little slippery out there.
All right, Lane Morrison in punt formation here. There's a high snap. It gets it down. The kick is a wobbler, and it's going to bounce at the 40. It's going to be picked up and brought to the right side. Ramirez, he's going to try that right side again, and finally the Rockets are able to get him down, but not before he crosses the midfield stripe to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, better job there, Pat, of staying in the lanes and getting over there and making a nice tack line.
All right, from the 48, the Wildcats will have it in Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont territory as Kobe sends him to the line of scrimmage. He's got a man to the right side. Underneath center, he'll be. There's a man in motion over to the right side. Takes the snap. Hands off to his running back, Ramirez. He tries the right side. He's on the loose still, and he gets past the 35 to about the 31-yard line for a first down for Columbus.
It looks like when their running backs are coming to us over there, it looks like we're kind of giving ground a little bit and not going up and forcing the action on him. I'd want to do that and keep him from getting some extra yardage.
All right. With 22 seconds left in the first quarter, Kobe sends a guy over here on the left side. He'll take the snap, hand off to his up man, and he is tackled. Good job by the defensive line on that particular play as Fuentes tries the right side of the line. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 21-8 is the score. The Fremont Country Store, a full line of hardware items right near you at the country store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, Irwin Power Tools. The Country Store carries Big Game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. Just south of the elevator in Fremont. And Veldhuizen Chiropractic. Your chiropractic needs can be met in downtown Eddyville at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Veldhuizen provide you with the comfort you're looking for through a skilled care and wellness program. Veldhuizen Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness in downtown Eddyville. And the first quarter comes to close. The Wildcats were able to put up a couple of special team touchdowns, one on a punt return, one on a kickoff return by Ramirez, and Rockets need to tighten that special team coverage up a little bit.
Yeah, they do, Pat. You know, without those two quick scores that they had, Columbus Junction, you know, it would be a tie ball game here right now, or we'd be up by one. So, like I said, we need to tighten those special teams plays up a little bit.
All right, second and seven from the Rocket 29. Here comes the Wildcats with the guy over here on the right side. As Colby is under center, he'll take the snap, turn and gives to his running back, and he is swarmed under nicely by the Rocket defensive line. And they'll bring up a big third down play of 7 yards from that 29-yard line.
Yeah, excellent job there, Pat, at the line making a nice tackle on that. Did not let him get to the outside to make a run.
All right, third down and seven for the Wildcats. They need to get inside the 25 to about the 22-yard line, and they will send the big part of the line over on the left side. There's the snap, and they do. The quarterback keeps it. He'll try the left side. He's got some room to run, and he's finally hit out of bounds across the way there. And he'll have a first down yardage.
Yeah, Pat, he did a nice big handoff there up the middle, and a little bit of a bootleg to the outside there. Made a nice run, gets the first down.
All right, they'll come up to the line of scrimmage very quickly. They'll send one guy out to the left. Under center, Kobe. He'll turn and give to Ramirez, and he gets tripped up. But with his speed, he's able to get up the field very quickly, and he's inside the 10-yard line to about the 9, and the Wildcats can indeed get a first down inside the 10 on this possession here. Need to get a fumble or a turnover right here.
Yeah, we do, Pat. We need a nice big play here by our defense, keeping out of the end zone.
Colby under center. He hands off. to Ramirez, and he tries to get inside the five, but he's held out. There's a penalty flag thrown by the man in a white hat.
Yeah, I was wondering when they were going to start throwing that flag, Pat. They've had a running back go in motion several times, just a little bit ahead of the snap count. This is the first time they've been calling it.
That, indeed, is their first penalty of the night, 5 yards for illegal motion. And you never know. Maybe they want to get to that state house that was down the road. They got some reservations there. All right. Second down and 10 from the 14. As a Colby will roll to his right, he's got a man open, and he overshoots him in the end zone by a wide margin. And they'll stop the clock at 10:23.
Yeah, Pat, there. Can't see the number on him. 24. Like Dalton Bright is out there on the trying to get to pull that pass in, but he definitely overthrew him by 2 or 3 yards there.
All right, two receivers to the right on this setup as Colby looks to his right again, rolling. There's finally some pressure coming, and he is going to be brought down. Dakota Boyer is able to scope him down and get him down. Good job out of him.
Yeah, Dakota did a nice job of staying, running, going down the defensive line there and scoping out the quarterback and made a nice tackle. You've had several tackles so far tonight.
Fourth down and 9. They send out two guys to the left, two guys to the right. There's a snap. He's looking to throw. He fires it, and it's going to be caught for the end zone. Ramirez's favorite target from the 13-yard line gets a catch for a touchdown.
And it wasn't a real great thrown ball there. Patty threw it behind him a little bit, but the receiver did a nice job of turning to his side and making a nice catch.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Ramirez is his favorite guy to throw the ball to. That's his third touchdown on the evening as they'll try the PAT. There's a snap, the hold, the step. It looks good, and it is good. 28-8 is the score.
You know, and we had good coverage on that, Pat. You know, if he were throwing the ball where it should have been thrown, we probably could have intercepted it right there. But, you know, no such luck for us.
All right, at the 9:45 mark in the second quarter, the Wildcats go up 28-8 here, and they will be kicking off to the Rockets, another Fremont Country Store kick. And Rockets need something big here on this kickoff. You've got Howard and Howard's going to put his helmet on. He didn't have his helmet on there. He'll put his helmet on, and Dakota Boyer, he's going to get the All-Iron Award. Dakota Boyer, he's been on defense. He's a quarterback. He's on special teams. And he's done everything tonight.
Yeah, he's played a nice game so far, Pat.
All right, Paz talking it over to his club. And now they break the huddle. And the Rockets. Hey, you never know. They might do an onside kick here as well. Let's see what happens. Here comes the approach, and it's end-over-end, angling towards the sidelines, and there's the penalty flag, and they'll mark that off from where it went out of bounds, if I'm not mistaken. And that will probably be the 35-yard line. That will make it the 30.
That 35, Pat, it moved up another 5 yards.
I had it right the first time.
Yes, you did.
Who did thinking?
Always go with your first instinct.
Yeah, that's what I tell the kids. 35 of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Rockets send two receivers to the right, one to the left. Boyer. And there is a whistle, and we've got a timeout. And we'll take a timeout as well. The Fremont Funeral Home, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Home provided you with honest, dependable professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home will be able to take your stressful situation and bring a calming effect. Call the Fremont Funeral Home the next time you're in need at 641-933-4315. And Eddyville Builders, your next remodeling project or large housing project can be done quickly and effectively with Eddyville Builders. They have the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer for your free estimate and get ready to make your home looking great and new again. Call 641-777-2183 to get into the game today. And, of course, Scott is a proud Eddyville alumni, and appreciate his support this football and volleyball season. And we'll talk a little bit later about volleyball coming up this next coming week as tournament time has arrived for the volleyball girls. Rockets with a first and 10 as the clock is going a little haywire with the time. And there's a whistle. And they got to look at the, yeah, the clock is, we had problems over at Iowa City. What's the deal, Coach?
Yes, we did. We're not even in the rainstorm either tonight like we were over there in Iowa City, Pat.
But it makes you wonder with the water that has been flowing what the deal is for sure. We'll throw out a Riverside Auto Supply, collision repair and estimates from deer damage to total car or truck restoration. Riverside Auto Supply can help you out and do the job right. Located in downtown Eddyville at the four-way stop, Riverside Auto Supply provides you with dependable and satisfaction to get the job done right the first time. Check out their quality work today. You'll be glad you did. And Harris Ag Service, your local Channel C corn and Credenz soybeans with the Liberty Link trait to kill those herbicides that are becoming resistant to Roundup Ready spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application rep. Fall is here. Try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get a soil analysis done today at 641-799-8640. And now's the time to get all those things taken care of when you're not in the field. Make those phone calls. Get things lined up.
Good idea, Pat. It's that time of year.
That it is. As we're coming over, we notice a lot of the corn out of the fields. There's a few soybean fields in the ground yet. And as the weather gets better, you'll see how the rest of that crop come out.
Are you being heckled, Pat?
Yes, I am. We might have a halftime guess whether they know it or not.
Hey, there you go.
All right. And the scoreboard has gone from bad to worse, as now there is no score up there, no down marker.
Hey, we're starting over.
Well, that's not all bad. I don't have a date. Do you?
No. Just you, Pat.
Oh, wonderful. We might have to keep the clock in the press box, and
hey,
we can do that. All right.
Hey, it's completely off now. Scoreboard's completely off.
I'm sure it's just a plug-in situation.
Well, it's not like we've had a terrible amount of rain today or yesterday, so of course, there could have been some big cracks in the ground over there, and because they got a lot of moisture down in there, if things, they didn't use quite the right wiring to code.
There you go. You got to be right on that, and a little bit of clay in the area hurts tremendously. That clay opens up. Water can go down quite a ways.
Yeah, we found some of that clay when we were coming over to the press box tonight.
It was a little wet and slippery. That is true. First time that I've ever been, Mike's ever been to the Wildcat Field, and we went to the wrong side because I thought that's where the media would be, and lo and behold, we've got our own situation. We've got our own press box on our side. So that's kind of cool. And when I say we're high above, we might even be three stories up. I don't know. We're quite a ways up. It's a heck of a drop, let's put it that way.
I'm just glad we don't have an 80-mile-an-hour wind, because we'd be swinging really good, I think.
Rocking and rolling, indeed. All right. Ajinomoto, they are proud sponsors of Rocket Football. Heartland Ajinomoto manufactures and distributes cost-effective feed-grain amino acids and is the front runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. And William Penn University, make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning experience that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, there's always something to do. Get involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. For more information, get on the web at www.williampenn.edu/studentlife for more information. And now we're getting a little bit of progress. The score is back up there at 28-8, but the clock remains a mystery.
It looks like we had somebody official from Columbus School down there doing a little bit of work on the scoreboard. I don't know if he's just turning things on and off down there to try and get it going. Hopefully it did the trick.
Well, there's a whole bunch of breakers behind us, but...
let's don't turn those off.
Okay, all right. And then some bare wires over here, I see. We better not mess with them either. But you would think that they would have a backup plan, stopwatch or something.
Yeah, I'm surprised one of the officials doesn't have a stopwatch on him.
Well, more likely than not, last game of the year, he forgot. Now I see a Columbus official with a ladder of some sorts and a, possibly a hammer.
Is that a big hammer, Pat?
I can't tell. I'm about 60 yards away, but it was glimmering in the lights.
Well, that's what we say sometimes. The bigger the hammer, the better.
Well, I concur, because sometimes my kids say that as well in the shop. Let's hit it with a bigger hammer. You know, there's a sledge over there. Oh, yeah, let's get it. Let's get the sledgehammer.
Yep.
All right. And this may be comical as he's wheeling out that ladder there.
At least he can't fall very far.
Well, that's true. The scoreboard is inside the football field. It's actually inside the track area. And he's in the back there, and you would think that he's got a... Oh, I see a flashlight as the power went completely off, and now it's flashing. It's going to be reset and restarted, it looks like.
Looks like one of the old arcade games there, Pat.
Atari.
There you go.
Atari, yes. The Space Invaders. And boom, there it is.
Maybe there you go.
944.
I was going to say, maybe they needed to update their scoreboard a little bit, but it's back on.
Okay. All right. Everybody's excited because...
well, they could have switched the score around.
Yeah. And so the Rockets will indeed have it. First and 10. From the 35-yard line here in the second quarter. And three receivers to the right, one to the left. There's a snap. Boyer looks, fires it across the middle, and it's incomplete. Ryan Adams was the intended target, but he was incomplete. Minna was on the defensive side, and he got a hand in there to knock it away.
Yeah, good defensive play there, Pat.
That'll bring up second and 10, and that stops the clock at 9:39, and hopefully it'll stay on the rest of the way.
That was a nice thrown pass there. Just defender did a nice job of reaching out and knocking it down.
A southpaw from Blakesburg with the accurate arm. There's the snap. He looks to throw. He's scrambling. He sets and fires downfield, and it is incomplete. And his intended target was Gabe Larkin, but the defender was able to have a better shot at it, and it just touched the ground to be incomplete pass. Now bring up third and 10.
The pass was just a little bit wobbly there. Pat didn't quite get down the field where he wanted it to.
Yeah, but he did a good job of improvising because he was under pressure from the defensive front here. And three receivers to the left, one to the right. And there's a snap. He looks to throw. He's under pressure. He runs up the field. He's past the 35. Nice stiff arm, but it's also negated by the defender who makes that tackle there. Looks like it's Hernandez. And that'll bring up a big fourth down for the Rockets from their own 40-yard line.
Like I said, Pat, that was a nice stiff arm there by Dakota, but the defensive player, Hernandez, did a really nice job of fighting it off and making the tackle.
All right, Lane Morrison back to punt. As finally the Wildcats send somebody back. Oh, a high kick, but not very deep. It's going to bounce at the 45-yard line and take a straight hop, and Rockets will down it. Too bad it couldn't have hit one of those Wildcats on its way down. That would have been nice.
Yeah, it would have packed. Neither one of them knew where the ball was at. It was pretty straight up in the air there, and they were looking for somebody to block as we were going down the field to cover that punt, and yeah, it would have been nice if it could have bounced off one of them.
All right, that was a Harris Ag Service punt for the Rockets, and the Wildcats will take over at the 44 of Columbus. Colby sends out a guy to the left side, takes a snap, pitches the ball to Ramirez over on the left side. He's got some room to run. If he turns the corner, Ryan Adams is able to bulldog him down, but not before he gets that first down yardage. Boy, the numbers over there on that far side definitely outweighed the Rockets, as there was a bunch of blue jerseys in front of Ramirez on that play.
Yeah, we're kind of getting caught up on the inside on our defense there, Pat, and they're able to break it out to the outside and make some nice runs against us.
All right. First and 10 from the Rocket 44, Columbus Wildcats on the march, as they'll send a receiver over on the left side and their big men on the left side of the line, and they will hand off to Ramirez, but the quarterback keeps it, Colby, and he's got more first down yardage past the 35 to about the 30-yard line. Another first down, sixth first down unofficially on the night, as they are inside the 27-yard line.
Another nice ball fake there by the quarterback, Pat, and took off on a little bit of a bootleg.
All right. One of the few teams that doesn't do the hurry-up offense that we've faced in District 6 competition. Colby hands it off inside there and brought down at about the 25-yard line. As the defense was able to clamp up there, it was Ramirez on that. They'll bring up second down and about seven to go. One receiver to the left. Quarterback under center. He'll give to the up man. And he gets stopped there. That was number Fuentes, 34. And the Rocket line was able to get in there. Austin Engel, last one to get up. He's kind of gimpy on his leg now, too. He's been playing both ways. Third down and about three for the Wildcats here, as they're trying to ground and pound attack. Colby under center. One receiver to the right. They'll hand off to Ramirez. Nice tackle there in the backfield. It was Ryan Adams, I believe. Yes, he came through unscathed for a big tackle for loss.
Really nice play by Ryan Adams. They're getting up to the line, making that tackle. And got a little bit of help from Kobe Lopez there, making sure the quarterback didn't get it back up.
Fourth down and three. Excellent job out of the defense here, as a little bit of pressure on the at the point of attack made all the difference in the world. Big fourth down.
Watch the ball, guys. Don't jump.
Two receivers to the right. There's the snap. Colby rolls to his right. He's under pressure. He gets away from one guy. Fires a deep downfield, and it's caught for the touchdown. A 29-yard pass. Excuse me, 21-yard pass. For the touchdown.
Yeah, Patty never took his quarterback for some instruction, never took his eyes off his receivers downfield. And when he got some pressure here, just missed the tackle on him for a loss. And he got away from the one man and kept looking downfield, made a nice pass.
There's a snap and the step and the kick for the PAT. It looks good. It is good. And that'll make it 35-8 here in the second quarter.
No, we did a good job on the line there, Pat, but we just couldn't stay with the receiver down the end zone.
Yeah, he shook loose, and he was wide open for the score. Columbus, as we are 6:33 away from halftime. As the Wildcats are out of their huddle, up to the line, Rockets as well, and they'll have Howard back deep again and Dakota Boyer for this kick from Paz. Ruben Paz. He's just a junior. He'll be back next year. Here comes the kick. It's a low squibber, and it's finally picked up and fallen on by the Rockets deep in their own territory about the 22-yard line. Number 83, Gabe Larkin, man
on the ball, will be first and 10 Rockets. Yeah, Pat, on that last drive that Thomas Junction had, we had a couple really nice defensive plays there, and brought third down to them about five or six, and we just couldn't. Like I said, we just couldn't quite stay with the receiver in the end zone there. We did a nice job right before that, but just could not quite finish it there.
All right. Dakota Boyer under center takes the snap and gives it to Ryan Adams, tries the right side, and he is going to get very little gain on that. It's going to be second and long, probably second and eight coming up as the clock ticks 6:20 in the first half, 35-8. The Rockets are down to the Wildcats in this District 6 competition. They'll come up to the line of scrimmage. Adams in the I formation. There's the snap. They give it to Adams. Dakota Boyer kept it over here on this side.
Jake Taylor.
And he'll get a first down out of it. Jake Taylor on the inside reverse. Good job out of Jake for the first down. Unofficially, that's our third first down of the half.
Nice play to call there, Pat. Got some misdirection going on our side there and made a nice run.
That's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down and a Leffler dirtwork run of 10 yards or more. So good job out of Jake. As the Rockets come up, there's a toss sweep to Howard. He tries the right side. He's got some room to run. Keep going, Dylan. And he is out of bounds across the way, close to the first down.
I think you got it, Pat.
Back-to-back first downs at Veldhuizen Chiropractic and a Leffler Dirtwork run of 10 yards or more, and the Rockets with two first downs back-to-back.
Nice job by Dylan there, Pat, getting to the outside and using his feet to cut up the sideline there, making a nice run.
All right. A little spring in the Rockets' step as they come up to the 47-yard line of their own. Boyer hands off to Ryan Adams, and he gets fumble. He fumbles the ball, and it looks like the Wildcats have it. Yes, indeed. And that is an Eddyville Builder turnover going the wrong way for the Rockets. That's their second fumble on the night. First one lost. Just when you think things are rolling, the old turnover bug reaches up and gets you. Colby, the quarterback, sends two receivers left to the right. He drops back to look to his right side. He throws it deep, and it's incomplete. And Paz kind of cut off his route over here. And good job on the defense there by number five. That's the freshman, Wyatt Klein.
I don't know why the receiver cut his route off, because he had the room over there. He could have made a nice catch.
Okay. And the referees are having a ding-ding of a time getting that ball in from that incomplete pass.
Thinking it's soccer out there, Pat.
Second and 10. Inside handoff, and Ramirez is going to go the distance there. That's Minna, and he will take it for the score, a 51-yard run for Minna. Yeah, it was a little more than 39 there, Coach. It's a 51-yarder. And that's in the second quarter at the 5:06 mark. Minna, that's the first time he touched the ball, if I'm not mistaken. And he'll take it the distance for a 51-yard run. And the PAT looks good, and it is good, and it makes it 42-8 here at Columbus.
Another nice play there, Pat. A little bit of misdirection there. Like I said, that was his first run of the night, and we weren't expecting it. And got it right up the center of the field and went right down the field for a touchdown.
Kind of an inside handoff crossbuck action, and they went to the left and brought it back to the right, and the flow of the defense was going that way, and the blocking was superb, and they were able to take it in. Good job out of the offensive line for the Wildcats, as Hinkle is sitting on the bench, and he got hurt in that first quarter, and he is questionable for his return in the second half.
Yeah, we need him back out there, Pat. He's a bigger kid that we have to run the ball out there, and he's been doing a nice job the last couple of weeks when we've had some other players hurt. So we really need him back out there.
All right. Wildcats break the huddle as Paz is set to kick off again, a Fremont Country Store kick. He's been getting a workout. His right leg certainly has been, that's for sure, as he approaches and kicks it on the ground. And it's going to bounce around, and it's still loose over there, and looks like Columbus has fallen on it. I don't even think that was by design, but the Rockets could not capture that ball, and they cough it up on that kickoff.
Yeah, we had a couple guys over there, Pat, had their hands on it, looks like, and just could not quite bring it in to their belly to get possession of it. Tough break for us.
All right, they'll have the ball at the 26-yard line of Eddyville, Lakesburg Fremont. And there's another kid hurt, and this time can't quite tell who it is from here. Dakota Boyer's helping carry him off.
That might be Gabe Larkin.
Gabe Larkin, the freshman out of Chillicothe, with his ankle being held off the ground.
Might be a little woozy too, Pat.
Oh, my goodness. All right, here comes the Wildcats with two receivers to the right, and they'll hand off to Ramirez left side. He's got some room to run, one man to beat, and he gets past him, but finally tackled from behind. Good thing somebody was...
Andrew Wright, I think.
Andrew Wright, yeah. Andrew Wright was able to run that puppy down from behind, but not before they get a first down. And they are inside the 10 at about the 6-yard line, first and goal for the Wildcats.
As yeah, another nice run there, Pat, sorry, by Hernandez there.
Lane Morrison goes in as Jeffrey Kopke comes out. And Kobe hands off to 34, Fuentes, and he's short of the goal line. They'll be second and about one, second and goal from the one. As the Wildcats are knocking on the door at the 4:23 mark here in the second quarter. All right, Wildcats send a man to the right side, Kobe under center. Takes a snap, gives it to the first guy through, and he is in for the score, a 1-yard run for the Wildcats.
Yeah, those turnovers really hurt, Pat.
A minute and 1 second since the last time they scored, but this time it's a 1-yard run instead of a 51-yard run. And they'll line up for the PAT. There's a step to kick. It looks good, and it is good. And that'll make it 49-8. Here before halftime, 4:07 on the clock, as the Rockets are facing an uphill battle at Columbus. Gabe Larkin walking around on the sidelines now. Got his helmet off, but he's carrying it with him. Knowing him, he's going to plop that puppy on and be ready for the offensive series here as the Rockets get ready for this kickoff.
I think Ryan Hinkle's up off the bench also, Pat, with his helmet on, wanting to go back in.
Yes, he is indeed, as Paz gets ready for this Fremont Country Store kick. And there it is, another line driver on the ground. It's picked up by Dakota Boyer. Up the middle of the field he comes, and he gets tackled at about the 33 or 4-yard line where the Rockets will have it, first and 10.
You know, Pat, we keep saying that we keep getting good field position on these kickoffs, and but we've just got to get something going on offense and keep those drives going.
All right. We had a great drive. Had two first downs back-to-back, and then Ryan Adams coughed it up there on the big run he had, and it was covered by the Wildcats. See what the Rockets do now as they send out three guys to the left, one to the right. and there is a whistle, and Eddieville Flakesburg will call their second timeout. And Hawkeye Real Estate, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddieville Flakesburg Fremont area, call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddieville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And the Rockets need to maintain possession on this drive here, Coach Lane, with 4 minutes on the clock. You don't want to see another touchdown on the board put on there by the home team.
No, you don't, Pat. And we, like I said, we need to make some get some good runs here going and make a nice drive out of this and take it down and make a score here before a half and get some momentum back on our side. And, after we were down 14-0, we came back and scored that touchdown and got it closer. But then very next play on the kickoff, they scored. So we need to get that momentum back on our side.
All right. Rockets with it as Dakota Boyer takes a quarterback draw, gets past the 35 to about the 36. Now bring up second down as he gains about 4 yards on the play, make it 3 yards on the play, second and 7 coming up. Three receivers to left, one to the right. Boyer fires it, and it's incomplete, and it was thrown behind Dylan Howard, but there's a penalty flag, and Dylan Howard comes up a little gimpy. He's been on the injured reserve list as well, and it's called pass interference against the Wildcats, and that'll be a break for the Rockets as they'll get a first down, a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down, and the ball will be moving up ahead there up to about the 49-yard line of Columbus. So you got to like that.
Yeah, you do, Pat. We need that little break right there.
Okay. Rockets with the first down at the 49 of Columbus. There's a snap. They give to Ryan Adams. He gets hit hard at the point of attack. He might have gotten a half a yard. Well, actually, it's going to be no gain on the play. And the linebacker over that side filled the hole and met him head on. And very rarely do you see the defensive player win that battle. But he did that time. Ryan Adams got stopped in his tracks for no gain. Second and 10 coming up. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. It's Elaine Morrison over here. Dakota Boyer takes a snap, runs to his left, and he's going to keep it. And he gets to the outside and gets knocked out of bounds past the 45-yard line to the 44-yard line. And they threw a flag at the end. And we'll see what happens here as the man in the black hat's talking to the man in the white hat. And here comes the call. Personal foul against Columbus is going to help out the Rockets.
I don't know if he hit him when he was going right out of bounds or if he hit him too high. It could be that he hit him too high on that, Pat.
Well, take your pick. A couple of 15-yard penalties has helped the Rockets move the ball to about the 30-yard line here on this drive. With 2:45 on the clock before halftime, this is something that you exactly want to see for the Rockets. Past the 30. Yeah, I'll make it the 29-yard line. Okay. Rockets inching closer. They are in Wildcat territory. Power right formation. Ryan Adams takes the pitch, comes to the right side. He's looking to throw. He fires it, and it is caught. A good catch over there by Hinkle. Man, that kid's tough. Comes off the bench to make that play like that. Gain of about one on that play, though. All of that action for 1 yard. All right. Adams comes out. They send three receivers to the right, one to the left. That's Andrew Wright over here on the left side. Boyer in shotgun formation, takes a snap, looks to fire. He does, quickly to Gage Berryman, and it's incomplete. He tried to throw it out into the flat here, and as soon as he did, the defender was on top of him. That was Bronies. Third down already, and eight coming up from the 27. Need a big play here, Coach.
Yeah, we do, Pat. You know, with these two big penalties that we've gotten against Columbus Junction, we've got to take the ball down the field and get a touchdown here before the first half ends.
Howard's going to be late coming to the party, but they get him in. He's asking him which way to go. Berryman gives him the information. Wildcats look like they're blitzing. Howard carries it over the right side, and he is not going to get the first down. It's going to be fourth down from the 26-yard line with a minute 45 on the clock here in the first half.
Yeah, we just didn't get a line push there, Pat, to get some room for a runner to make some yardage there.
Adams in, Howard out. As the clock winds to a 1:30 and a half, need to get a big, big fourth down conversion here from the 26-yard line. Three receivers are over on the right side, one on the left. There's the snap. He looks to throw it deep. He throws it high. Andrew Wright's got to jump for it. He makes the catch, and he's out of bounds. Andrew Wright outjumped his defender, and he is inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. He was inside the Avil Riverside Auto Supply Zone.
That was a heck of a catch by Andrew Wright down there, Pat. He had two defenders on him, and he was tall enough to jump up above the other two guys and make a nice catch.
He came down inbounds for sure. He was tight roping it, and there's a whistle. And let's see what the
timeout
is. There's going to be a timeout to Columbus, their first of the half, and they want to talk it over. And, of course, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the Avil, Blakesburg, Fremont area, call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate. EBA Wormwood continues to live and work in the Avil area, making him an expert in the local market. If you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And by Cargill of Eddyville, harvest is underway. Market your corn through Cargill this fall at 1-800-515-1105. And Ajinomoto Heartland, proud sponsor of Rocket Football. Ajinomoto Heartland manufactures and distributes cost-effective feed-grade amino acids and is the front-runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. And the Rockets have it with a 1:12 on the clock. First and goal from the 7-yard line. The Rockets are knocking on the door. Under center is Boyer. He takes a snap. Straight ahead is Ryan Adams. He gets inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line. And the ground-and-pound attack of Coach Bear is starting to come to the forefront.
Yep, nice job there, Pat, by the offensive line, getting that push on the defensive line. And Ryan did a nice job of keeping those legs moving and getting nice yardage.
Jake Taylor in, Lane Morrison out on a second-and-goal play from the 4-yard line. All right, up to the line of scrimmage they come. Power right formation. There's the snap. They give it to Ryan. No, it's Dakota Boyer, and he'll follow him in for the touchdown. A lush boat take touchdown for the Rockets as Dakota Boyer takes it in from the 4-yard line. Touchdown, Rockets.
Good job by the offensive line, and nice job by Dakota there, Pat.
It looked like Dakota faked that handoff. And Columbus will take a timeout here on this two-point conversion. But it looked like the handoff was to Ryan. He ran straight in, and then Dakota followed him after that because Adams took on some of the tacklers, and then Boyer was able to take it in for the score.
Yep, nice job there, Pat, of Dakota following Ryan up the middle of the field there. Ryan, strong kid there, got some nice push on those defenders. And Dakota was able to fall right behind him and score.
With 30 seconds on the clock, the Rockets put up their second touchdown of the night with Dakota Boyer taking it in from 4 yards away. All right. Okay, for the two-point conversion, Boyer hands it to Ryan Adams, and they'll push him right up the gut, and he is not going to make it. He has stopped short, and the score is going to stay at 49-14.
Yeah, we may have gone to the well a little bit too quick, too much on that one there, Pat. Too many times, too often.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. 30 seconds left, and I would like to think that Bracken Taylor is going to make an appearance here with an onside kick. Let's see what happens as the Wildcats have their hand squad up here in the front of Blush Boutique with Angie Lobrick. She's got the official Rocket gear. She has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. You can personalize your T-shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number on it. She's open Tuesday through Saturday. Blush Boutique, you can find them on Facebook as well. And she's a great gal to work with for T-shirts that you want stuff printed on. Bracken Taylor talks to his crew as the Wildcats get ready for this kick, a Fremont Country Store kick with Mike and Brandy Rocky. And Bracken tees it up, and he will take his steps. 49-14 with 30 seconds left here in the half. Bracken kicks it. It's a low line driver, and it's going to go out of
bounds. He shouldn't be throwing a flag on that, Pat. Look to me like one of the men for Columbus Junction may have touched that.
Exactly. I thought he touched it as well, and that would have been a live ball. He had his clock going. But nevertheless, it'll be out to the 35-yard line, I guess.
Still look to me, Pat, like one of their up men touched that.
Well, definitely a couple of questionable calls have been blown against the Rockets. That fumble recovery on a punt and then that kickoff there, it looked like it did get touched by an up man. There's two receivers to the left, to the right, as Colby looks to throw it, and he puts some hot sauce on that pass over the middle for Paz, and it's incomplete. Ooh, he had some butter on that baby, didn't he?
Yeah, had some speed on that pass there, Pat.
All right. Second down as the clock stops, 23 seconds here from the 35-yard line. Two receivers over on the right side, I formation, as they hand off to Ramirez, left side. He's got some room to run, and finally he gets tackled at the midfield stripe. And he was like one man away going the distance again.
Andrew Wright made a nice tackle on that, Pat, to keep him from going, getting him down the field any farther.
He's going to be tired of seeing number two when chased him down from behind. There's the third and final timeout for Columbus here in the first half, as the Wildcats trying to see if they can muster something before the halftime buzzer at 16 seconds left. Rockets, what do you think? They're out. The Wildcats are out of timeouts. They'd have to use the out-of-bounds to stop the clock or an incomplete pass. But with his arm, they've been able to utilize the entire field. The clock does stop on first downs. Rockets need to make sure nobody gets behind them.
I kind of have an idea what I would do. I know a few years ago we liked using that old hook and ladder play. Back when my son Joey was playing, he liked to use that a lot and had really good success with that. I'm hoping they don't do that, but you know, that's something I would be thinking about doing. You know, that's what we need. The defense needs to be watching for.
All right. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Colby takes the snap, looks to throw. Has time, throws it deep downfield. He's got a man, and it's incomplete, but there's a penalty marker with 11 seconds left.
Holding or pass interference against us, Pat.
All right.
I would say, just by where it was at on the field.
Okay. And they do indeed call holding against the Rockets, and that'll give them an automatic first down, but it chewed up 5 seconds on the clock. That's nine first downs unofficially for for the Wildcats here in the first half. They'll send two receivers to the right, one to the left. Actually, two to the left. Colby in the shotgun pistol formation. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass. He has his man, and it's caught in stride. He's in the middle of the field. That's Ramirez.
There you go.
He makes one move, and he's going to take it in for the score. From 40 yards out, Ramirez scores his fourth touchdown of the night.
Yep, a couple missed tackles there, Pat. Really hurt us on that. Got to do a better job.
With under a second left to go in the halftime, they score in a 40-yard pass. They got him out in the open, and he was able to make some moves. There's the snap, the step, and the kick, and it looks good, and it's no good, though. 55-14 is going to be the halftime score. Well, they will have to kick off. And the way things are going, you just never know.
Yeah, it's a tough break there, Pat, at the end of the half there to give us that touchdown. So we need to have a nice run here. Maybe we can break one.
Well, let's see. With a second on the clock, less than a second, you'd like to think that we'd be able to fall on it without any problem. As Paz has had his leg warmed up and used quite a little bit this first half. Wildcats break the huddle, and back deep will be Hoyer and Howard to receive this. And let's see what he does this time. He approaches Fremont Country Store kick. It's a knuckler picked up by Boyer. And finally, he falls on it. Now the clock stops, and that'll do it for the first half, 55-14. And the special teams play was just phenomenal as for the Wildcats, as they had a 58-yard punt from Ramirez. He also had a 85-yard kickoff return. He had a 13-yard catch. And just a little while ago, he had a 40-yard pass to go along with all the other scores that the Wildcats have had, 55-14. Rockets were able to get on the board with a 2-yard Ryan Adams run and a 4-yard Dakota Boyer run. And it's one of those types of deals where the Rockets have been just a little bit on the slow for getting the points here in the first half. Well, it is Parents' Night here, as we said before. We'll take a break at halftime. They've got the clock at 20 minutes, and so we will be back at about 20 till the hour of 9. Until then, for Mike Lane, this is Pat Powers. We'll catch you after halftime. Against Columbus will give the Rockets a first down, or it should at least. That is their fifth penalty on the night for the Wildcats, and it is indeed a Rocket first down, and that's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down for the Rockets, their first of the second half. They had 7 unofficially in the first half on this first yard carry, and right away, no gain on that first down play. That's what we were talking about a little while ago.
Yeah, it looks like we've lost just about half a yard there, Pat. And like I said, first, second down are very crucial for us to get some yardage, put the pressure on the defense.
All right. Up to the line comes the Rockets. Power eye formation. There's the snap. The pitch to Ryan Anderson. He tries to throw pass, and the thing intercepted. Adams kind of short-armed it, and it was intercepted by the Wildcats there. Number nine, indeed, Hernandez. And the INT is going to stall the drive for the Rockets.
Yeah, kind of an ill-advised pass there, Pat. He threw it right to the defender. Didn't quite get it downfield far enough to our receivers.
That's a Eddyville Builder turnover the wrong way, though. Scott Greer with the sponsorship there as the Wildcats put a man over on the right side. There's a snap. And the give is to Ramirez, and he is able, Mena, he's able to get a few yards past the midfield stripe to the 47-yard line. Second down and about seven.
Looks like they have a different quarterback in there, Pat. Tommy Pretz, number 12 right now.
Yep, Pretz indeed.
Looks like they still have the same offensive line and running backs, so. Though.
Pretz, a sophomore. 5'10", 150 pounds. He's getting some PT here at the varsity level in the third quarter. Pretz gives it to the first guy through, and he gets through the line of scrimmage very quickly and into the secondary for a first down for the Wildcats. That was Fuentes, I believe. And that'll move the chains. That's their second. First down of the second half. Unofficially, they had nine in the first half. Rockets need to get a stop here. Wildcats will put their big men on the right side of the line of scrimmage here. Pretz, under center, takes the snap, gives it to the second guy, Mena, and he is down. Good job of tackling there. Kopke had an ankle on him, as well as Austin Angle. Ball rests at the 40-yard line, second and about nine, coming up at the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. As that continuous clock will chew very quickly through the remainder of the time. Final regular season game for the Rockets. Wildcats with the chance to make it into the playoffs. There's a snap. They give it to Mena. He breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle. He's on the loose, and he's finally tripped up. Dylan Howard with a touchdown-saving tackle inside the 20 at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he just got a hand on his ankle there, Pat, and tripped him up. Nice job by Dylan to get out there.
All right. Wildcats with the ball at the 18, first and 10, now inside the red zone. The Riverside Auto Supply Zone, that is. And they're on the march. The Wildcats leading 62-14 as Pretz takes the snap, hands it off to Fuentes, and down he'll go. There's a penalty flag thrown in the backfield. The man in the white hat threw that one, and he called a hold against Columbus. That will move the ball back 10 yards from the spot of the foul, and that will stall this drive for a little bit. Moves it back to about the 30-yard line, where it'll be first and 25.
First and about 22, Pat, I think what the announcer said. I guess we'll go with him.
All right.
So well, maybe not.
The boys in blue, don't forget who's got the keys. Boys in blue come up to the line of scrimmage. The Wildcats, they'll send a guy to the right side. I formation behind Pretz. He does a zone read, keeps it over on the right side. He's got some room to run, and he shakes one tackler, and he's out of bounds close to the 20-yard line. Make it the 21 as Wyatt Klein goes sliding out of bounds there on the far side, the freshman from Blicksburg, Iowa. As Gage Berryman will come out now. 87 for the Rockets comes in. Nathan Van Hook. All right, Wildcats Pretz under center, hands off to his second man, and he gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Good job by the CeeLo, Colby Lopez. Nice job out of him from his defensive line position.
Nice job there by Colby fighting off his block and making the tackle, Pat. Nice job.
All right. Third down and 14 for the Wildcats as they're at the 22-yard line of the Rockets on this possession. A buck 20 on the clock. One receiver to the right. Pretz under center. Takes the snap. Flips it out to the right side, Minna. And he runs up the field and finally tackles down there at the five. But I see a penalty flag on the play here. And the man in the white hat is talking to their big road grader, telling him that it's a penalty. And here comes the call, holding. And there's another 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So a couple of penalties on this drive hasn't helped the Wildcats any. As it moves it back to approximately the 24-yard line. Well, they haven't picked it up yet and marked it off yet, so should be back to the 34. And go ahead and step it off there. There it comes. There's 5. And here comes 10. All right. From the 34-yard line, the Wildcats did have a first down at the 18, and they've gone backwards ever since.
That's a good direction for them to go.
All right, under a minute to go in the third. Third down, 25 to go. Seems like a little more than that. All right, Pretz under center. Takes it, pitches it, left toss sweep. And nice job by Ryan Adams as he is able to get Minna in the backfield before he gets a head of steam up to run.
Yeah, really nice job of Ryan getting through the line there and making a nice tackle on Minna. Really nice job by Ryan.
A freshman out of Eddyville as the clock ticks at 25 seconds left. It's going to be fourth down from the 36-yard line. And the Wildcats come up the line of scrimmage. Send two guys to the right side. Pretz underneath center. Putting his running backs into a position. He'll take the snap. Drop back to throw. Looking to his right. Looking. Fires on the run. He's got his man. It's open. And it's incomplete as the quarter comes to an end, and the Rockets are down 62-14 as the fourth quarter will come upon us. All right. Once again, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Blush Boutique, Leffler Dirt Works, The Country Store in Fremont, Veldhuizen Chiropractic, Fremont Funeral Home, Eddyville Builders, Riverside Auto Supply, Harris Ag Service, Hawkeye Real Estate, Cargill of Eddyville, with harvest underway. Market your corn through Cargill this fall. Call 1-800-515-1105. And Ajinomoto Heartland, proud sponsors of Rocket Football. Ajinomoto Heartland manufactures and distributes cost-effective feed-grade amino acids and is the front runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. And William Penn University. Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, there's always something to do. Get involved in student life is a great way to be a statesman. For more information, get on the web at www.williampenn.edu/student life for more information. As we head into the fourth quarter, the Rockets will have the ball at the 36-yard line. And let's see if we can make some hay here in the fourth quarter. Boyer tosses it to Dylan Howard. He hits the right side, cuts it back to the middle. He's up to the 45. He's past the 40. And down he'll go, just shy of the 35-yard line. Dylan Howard got on his horse and made a heck of a run. That's a Leffler Dirt Work run of 10 yards or more and a Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down.
nice job of cutting back to his left on that run there, Pat, by Dylan. Really nice job.
That indeed gives a spark and a skip in their step as they come up to the line of scrimmage here at the 36-yard line. And there is some movement on the play. Austin Engel had a little bit of a jump there, and he's chatting to the lineman to see if he misunderstood. 5 yards is going to be called against the Rockets there. That's their first penalty in the second half. They've done a decent job of keeping those penalties at a minimum here in this ball game. But they're down behind the chains here on first and 15. There's the snap. They give to Ryan Adams, and he gets hit hard, and he's dropped there by Minna. And they'll be second down coming up.
That was a nice play there by Minna there, Pat. Really nice job. Came from his defensive back spot and came up the line of scrimmage, made a nice tackle on Ryan.
Ah, all right. Second down coming up as Andrew Wright comes off the field. Lane Morrison comes in with the play. And Dakota Boyer will bring him up to the line of scrimmage. Power eye formation behind him. There's a snap. Boyer will try to run, and he'll get sacked for a loss as he was not able to get outside the containment on that run. The penetration was so fast on the outside there.
Yeah, it was, Pat. Just didn't have a chance to get out in the open there. Dakota didn't on that play to make some yards.
All right.
We're just not getting that seal block on the outside there to allow us to get those extra yards.
Third and 17 coming up for the Rockets. They'll send three receivers to the right, one to the left here on this third down. There's the snap. Dakota Boyer looks. He fires it, and it is incomplete. Looked like his intended target was Berryman. And it falls incomplete there, and it'll be fourth down. Okay, on fourth down. They got a little mix-up on personnel here as Andrew Wright comes in late. One receiver to the right. Oh, Lane Morrison will punt it away. He gets another spiral kick that goes down to about the 25-yard line. He's not kicking the ball like he has in games past there, Coach Lane. I don't know what the deal is there.
Yeah, he's struggling with his punt tonight, Pat. He had a pretty good one his first time. Last couple he's had, he's kind of kicked him off the side of his foot a little bit.
All right, the Wildcats will have the ball deep in their own territory at the 20-yard line to start this drive. And the Rockets need to get a stop here. All right, under center, Pretz fumbles the ball. And a loose ball, let's see who's got it. And it will be the Wildcats. So that little miscommunication there puts them behind the sticks at second down and 10 coming up for the Wildcats. to 14 as the clock winds. Under 8 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Pretz getting the offensive lineman set. There's the snap. They'll roll to the left. And down it will go the runner. Excellent job from the defense there as Hernandez gets wrapped up.
Looks like Ryan Adams with another nice tackle there, Pat. Made good penetration there.
Good job by the freshman, the big redhead, from his linebacker position. Third and about 11 from the Wildcats' 18-yard line. Okay, under center, and they'll give it to the first guy through, and he is stopped for little or no gain, as Austin Engel is slow to get up, and another Rocket is slow to get up. as well. Austin Engel holding his hand, and he is hurting bad.
Hey, we fumble, Pat. We recovered it.
Eddyville Builder turnover. But Scott Greer, your next remodeling job can be done quickly and effectively with Eddyville Builders. They got the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer for your free estimate today and get ready to make your home looking great and new again. Call Scott, 777.183, to get into the game today. So, the Rockets have got a short field. They are inside the Riverside Auto Supply Zone at the 18-yard line. On the fumble recovery, that's the first fumble that the Wildcats have officially given up tonight. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Boyer takes a snap, looks to his left. He's a downfield. He's got a man open. Andrew Wright with the touchdown grab, a Blush Boutique touchdown, as Andrew Wright was able to play off of that defender and make the touchdown grab.
Nice throw by Dakota, and a really nice catch by Andrew Wright, kind of falling backwards out of bounds and getting his foot down to make that count. Good job.
18-yard pass from Boyer to Wright for the score, and the Rockets will be going for two at the 6:19 mark in the fourth quarter. All right, power eye formation. There's a snap to give to Ryan. He's got a crack there, and he'll make it through. Two-point conversion is good, and that'll make the score 62-22. And a Blush Boutique touchdown indeed. Angie Lobrick, the sponsor on that puppy, for all your official Rocket gear. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number on it. She's open Tuesday through Saturday. Blush Boutique, they can be found on Facebook as well. As I got to get this score in there, Coach Sands, to, or Coach Lane to KIIC. 62-22. As the continuous clock is going to roll, Colby Lopez, the CeeLo, runs out there. He was a little late, as Bracken Taylor's going to tee it up. And let's see if he can pull off another onside kick, or even if that's the call.
Nice little pooch kick over here to the left side. Might be a good spot to put it over top of this receiver over here.
All right. You called it. Let's see what happens. Just then, that up man came up a little bit further. Bracken Taylor approaches with the Fremont Country Store kick. He kicks it deep, end over end. It's picked up at the 15-yard line. Up the seam he comes, and he's got to go the distance. And that is a Mena, and he will score an 86-yard touchdown return. Wow. So you got Ramirez, you got Mena. They've got some speed over there on the Columbus side there. They scored three special teams touchdowns.
Yeah, those have been tough, Pat. That all seem like they've come at good times for them and really bad times for us.
There's a step in the kick, and it's blocked. Dylan Howard with the block of the PAT. Good job by Dylan.
Dylan did a really nice job coming around our right side over there and getting in to get his hand on the ball.
When was the last time you saw a 90-point ball game?
It's been a while. And it's not eight-man.
And it's not eight-man, that's for sure. As the Wildcats have scored three special team scores, one via the punt, two via the kickoff return. Twice those came after a rocket touchdown, and they kind of took the wind right back out of the sails as the Minna is going to tee this puppy off again, and a Fremont Country Store kick is about to occur, pass, as it finally gets a favorable hop over there, and who was that, right? No, Gabe Larkin. And he got hit hard at about the 37-yard line on that return.
Good field position again, Pat. Start a drive.
All right. With 5:40 on that continuous clock, let's see how it goes. Rockets come up to the line, power I formation. Boyer under center, takes the snap, gives it to the up man, and he gets hit by the linebacker Fuentes after a gain of about 2, second and 8 coming up. And that was Larkin, the ball carrier, I believe.
Yep, looks like it, Pat.
Gabe's played all over this season. He's been in the tight end position, the running back position, and now he's in that fullback position. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Power, I formation again. There's a snap. Toss. He's got some room to run. Dillon tucks it under and heads it out of bounds over here at the 45-yard line. Nice gain. It's going to be third down and manageable here from the 45-yard line of the Rockets.
Yeah, third and about 1.5, 2 yards here, Pat.
Well, let's give this squad a little confidence booster here and drive the field there with 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter. There's a snap. They give it to Ryan Adams. He tries to move his way up the field, and he's going to get game tackled right at the first down marker.
It'll be really close, Pat. I think he got it.
And here the man in white hat's going to take a look-see, and he's going to call a timeout. Oh, come on, let's go. I can see it from here.
That's kind of a heartless thing to do, don't you think?
Oh, what the heck. As the CeeLo is going to come out, Scobie Lopez, and in going to be number 70 for the Rockets. I don't have it on the roster. And he does have a first down. I could have told
you. By the length of a football.
I could have told you. I saw it from here.
I think he's just trying to earn his pay.
Well, remember, we're high above the field. We're 3 stories up. Never before have we been so high this season in terms of feet off the ground. As the Rockets get another first down here, that's a Veldhuizen chiropractic first down. And they'll come up to the line of scrimmage with Boyer taking the snap. Giving it to the second man through. Nice run. Is that Howard again? He's close to another first down. Dillon Howard carrying the mail. He shows a little burst of speed.
Nice job there by Pat Dillon. Yeah, he's got speed that we need back there to make those nice long runs.
So give him 9 on that play. Good job out of Dillon. Second and 1 coming up for the Rockets here. 3:15 on the clock in the fourth. Boyer. Oh. They tried the hard count. Somebody moved over there. That was at 70. We can't call him out because we don't have him on the program. But that'll move the ball back 5 yards. Back to the 50. And make it to 49. Second and 5. Second and 6. As Jake Taylor was spread out over there on the right side, so is Ryan Adams. And Berryman goes over there as well. All right, Boyer from the shotgun takes the snap, looks to his left, fires it deep downfield, and it's incomplete, almost picked off by the Wildcats, but it falls incomplete. Henry, that big guy at 6'3 or so, they put him on there and it was intended for Andrew Wright, but he couldn't quite come up with it, as Henry actually had a better play on it. as it'll be 3rd and 6 now for the Rockets. 2:20 and counting on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Rockets with the ball, takes a snap. Howard in trouble, and he is spinning, and down he'll go. A tackle for loss. They push him all the way back to the 40, but his forward progress was the 45-yard line. Keep that clock going at 2 minutes, and it'll be fourth down now at about 12. So you go from second and one to fourth and 12.
That makes it really tough, Pat.
And Lane Morrison is in punt formation. Nobody back deep for the Wildcats. Morrison takes the snap, the step. Nice kick. A spiral will hit at the 30. Bounce, go inside the 20, inside the 10. Lane Morrison with a beautiful punt. Good job, Lane. As the clock will continue to run here as they change position on the field, and blue comes out, blue goes in, white comes out, white comes in, as we're going to be inside 1 minute by the time they get the playoff here. The Wildcats with the lead, 68-22.
That was a nice 46-yard punt by Lane Morrison there. Really nice punt.
All right, Wildcats up to the line of scrimmage. And they're looking over to the sideline, and they're running as much clock off as they can before they take a penalty. And now under center he'll go. He'll take the snap, and he'll take a knee. And that will keep the clock running, and that's at 30 seconds. And that should do it for the last play of the game. And if so, that'll be, yep, that'll be 68-22 will be the final, as the Wildcats do not need to run another play. The clock will indeed run out, and the Wildcats will win the finale 68-22, and the Rockets will end the season with a record of 1-8 on the season, 1-6 in District 6 competition. And it was just a tough time overall, as Coach Bear was in his second year with a lot of young guys, and it was tough sledding from the get-go, it seemed like.
Yeah, it was, Pat. You know, when you play a lot of younger players, because of the numbers that we have, you know, it takes them a while to get the speed of the game. You know, it's a lot different from junior high, and you know, kids are bigger, the tougher when you're playing against juniors and seniors all the time. You know, you're going to struggle. And we know we did at times this year, and it really hurt when we lost Trey Van Doren, our main running back. But we had some younger kids stepped up and did some nice things for us. You know, it's just something we need to build on for next year. You know, let's get some confidence and come back next year and then the new different attitude, better attitude, whatever you want to say, and make things happen for us.
You bet. Another year older, another year wiser for sure for those youngsters. On the Rocket side, in the first quarter, Ryan Adams was able to get into the end zone, and the two-point conversion was good at the 4:14 mark. And with 30 seconds left in the first half, Dakota Boyer was able to make a four-yard run to make it 14 for the Rockets, as the PAT was no good. And then in the fourth quarter, a nice pass from Dakota Boyer to Andrew Wright, 18-yard pass at the 6:19 mark, made it 62-22, and then it ended up being 68-22 in favor of the Wildcats. The Rockets end the season with a 1-9 mark, a 1-6 in district competition, and that's all you can say is look forward to next year. For us, we got a little different agenda. We look forward to next week, as Tuesday night, the third-rated Lady Rockets will get into a regional competition against Pella Christian Eagles, and that will be in the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont Gym. The game will be at 7 o'clock, but volleyball is going to be front and center. It'll be live on KIIC 96.7 FM, and quite frankly, Coach Gladys Jensen's squad is primed and ready to hit the tournament running.
Yeah, they are, Pat. Had another great season. All the games they played, they played some tough tournaments up at Southeast Polk and also at Newton. You know, they didn't come out victorious in those two tournaments, but they gained a lot of experience against some very, very tough teams. Lost to Harlan at Newton in the tournament there. Two straight games against a very tough team. I think Harlan was ranked in the top five at that time. And also playing at the Southeast Polk. You know, those play some big teams from Des Moines area in that tournament, and that can only help you get better. And tough place to play down Davis County. Always tough down there. It's loud. It's usually hot. And their crowd really gets into it, and we came out victorious, won the conference eighth time in a row now. So, you know, great things are going well for the Eddieville Rocket girls volleyball team, and we look forward to them playing Pella Christian. Always a tough team. They've always been a nemesis, kind of a thorn in our side, and about any sport that we play them, and we know it's going to be a tough match, and the girls just need to be up for it and go out and do their best, and good things will happen.
Well, if the Rockets are able to slip past Pella Christian, they will be playing Friday night, and that game also will be out live on KIIC 96.7 FM, and that will also be at the Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont Gym. So a couple of exciting volleyball matches coming up. We hope you got to take one game at a time, obviously, but that's what the Rocket girls will be trying to do as they get into tournament play. So, Mike, final thoughts on the ball game tonight?
Yeah, another tough start for the Rockets. You know, we got down 14-0. Came back, we scored a touchdown, made it 14-8, and ensuing kickoff, they ran it back for touchdown. It really puts a big damper on what you just had accomplished and took all the momentum away from us. And we just couldn't get back into the game.
That indeed. And the young squad, they're going to take their licks down the road as well, but it'll be something that they will be able to build on and think about over the off season. And they got to hit the weights as well and the off season preparation to get ready next year. But the Rocket Wrestling squad will be hitting the mat very soon, as well as the boys and girls basketball down the line. Well, it's hard to believe, but another season has come to a close for Rocket football. We've had some excitement with the win against West Marshall, and then we've had some tough goes with a string of games against Pella Christian, Iowa City, Regina, and Sigourney, Keota, and then Highland, Riverside. But tonight it was the culmination and a explanation on the end of the season, 68-22. Loss, and they'll just have to think about those losses. You hate to think about them because you want to win so bad and you want the kids to do so well, but that's the way it goes sometimes when you're playing a tough District 6 competition. Well, for Mike Lane, this is Pat Powers. We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of Rocket Football. Join us Tuesday night as Mike will be bringing you the volleyball action live from Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont High School Gym as the volleyball squad takes on Pella Christian Eagles at 7 o'clock right there on 96.7 FM. Until then, good night, everybody.